Blog Talk Radio.
And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing our best with what we have, and what is that saying? All you can do is all you can do. Well, again, I hope that everybody had a great weekend and that your day is your Monday, which is what today is, has started off on a positive note. But also keep in mind that your day is also what you bring to it. So if you bring happiness, joy, upbeat energy to it, then happiness, joy, and an upbeat energy is hopefully what you'll get out of it. But again, it's up to you if it's going to be a great day. So let's go ahead and get it in our minds that we're going to make it a great day, today and every day as we move forward into our lives. And also make sure that you surround yourself with positive, upbeat people that can actually help you to develop and help you to grow. Why? Because if each one teaches one, then guess what? We all win. Why? Because we're all growing, we're all maturing, and we're all getting better. And talking about getting better, today we're going to touch on business, and we're going to touch on technology. And the area of technology that we're going to talk about today is actually not necessarily, well, it has to do with text message marketing, but we're also talking about a digital business card. What is a digital business card, and why do you need it? What is it going to do anything? What is it going to do for you, and why is it something that is cutting edge? Why are we talking about it today? Well, first off, I think a lot of people have no idea what a digital business card is, and it's actually very simple. Everybody that's in business, even people that aren't in the business, because this isn't just for people in business. This is also for organizations. This is for individuals. This is for churches, associations, and all of that. What we're doing or what we're talking about is actually a way for you to not only market, but for you to actually have a lasting presence with someone. Also, as you create that lasting presence with someone, you're also able to collect data from them so that you can use that to continue the relationship, to continue to develop, to learn each other, and to, of course, grow that relationship, grow that friendship, hopefully, and actually grow possibly that business. Because, again, everybody's out there looking for your dollars. They're looking for your dollars in you buying their products or frequenting their particular facility, association, doesn't matter what it is. Communication is key. And what a digital business card is it's basically another electronic way to communicate people that actually has a personal touch. Right now, most of us, if we have a business card, or we go through the different things with a business card, is it going to be a little bit bigger? Is it going to be a little bit smaller? Is it going to have a coating over it? Now, is it going to be a hard card, like a credit card that we give out? You know, is it going to have our name? Is it going to have our title, our phone numbers, all of these different things that we're doing to try to provide as much information to the individuals that we want to give our cards to, that we want to share our information with. We also want to share and make a lasting and a good lasting impression on each and every person that we actually have the opportunity to come across, in which we want to grow a relationship and have business and do business with, or again, just to interact. Now, we all know that most times we give our card out and it's kind of a hit and miss as to whether something's going to happen with that. Are you going to be able to follow up? Is the person that gave you their business card going to follow up with you? Is the number right? Is the name right? Is it the right title? You know, we're constantly getting promoted and moved. You know, changing jobs is not a very uncommon thing. A lot of people move around, especially in different businesses, and as your skills grow. So as your skills grow and as you grow, you're going to move around. So as you move around, you need to have something that's going to be something that you can change basically at the last moment, be it that you've now got a temporary position along with your fixed position, or you're moving to another industry, or you're moving to another office, or you just got promoted to the next level. But again, one of the things is actually bringing on that extra responsibility. What a digital business card is it's basically an electronic tool, and in this case, that you would take to your name, preferably, of course, or your business name, to a number. In this particular case, the digital business card that we're using, actually, or that I'm using myself, the short code for that digital business card is 90210, but we'll get more into that a little bit later. But anyway, so if you text my name to 90210, you get my digital business card. Now, that digital business card is almost like a living document. And when I say that it's almost like a living document, what I mean by it's almost like a living document is that when somebody gets my digital business card, first off, they have to want it. I can't just arbitrarily give it to them and get their information. They actually have to want my card, which now shows what? At least a level of interest, not just somebody being kind, somebody actually taking the initiative to actually take the next step. Now, any of us that deal in business, we're always looking for engagement, because if you're engaged and the person that you're trying to be engaged with is not, then guess what? You don't have engagement. You just have a nice smile and some other things that aren't necessarily going to net you what you're looking for, and in most cases, we're looking for business. We're looking for a business relationship that we can grow and mature and also show that we are the people that they should be doing business with, not just can do business with, but should be doing business with. Well, anyway, the digital business card now gives you, again, that presence. So as I was saying, a digital business card, unlike a traditional business card, is more like a living document. And when I say it's a living document, if you look at a regular business card, if it has a back and a front, we'll say on the front, you've got your name, your picture, your phone number, your email address, and a little bit about, maybe a really tiny bit about what you do if it's in the title. Then from there, on the back, you may have some more information that you may have on there. Okay, fine. Well, that card is very stagnant. Again, people put it in their pockets. They forget them. They wash them. They throw them out. They drop them. They lose them. I mean, one day I was actually on my motorcycle, and I was going, and I had some business cards in my pocket. And unbeknownst to me, the wind kind of caught my pocket, and whoosh, I see all of these business cards going behind me. So, again, that's somebody I'm probably never going to run into again. And if I do run into them, their impression is going to be that, well, I gave him my card. He never got back with me. This isn't somebody that I want to do business with because he didn't have any follow-up. To where in a digital business card, once a person texts your name and they get your digital business card, it's not only in their phone, and they can also port that information into their phone number area, as in, you know, your name and all of that, but it's also now in your database. The time and the date that you met that person, or the time and the date that they got your digital business card, along with their phone number, their name, possibly their email, their business name, and even possibly their nickname, depending on how they have their particular phone set up. Now, continuing on, when you get a digital business card, that digital business card, like I was saying before, is a living document in the sense of it not only has my name, it has my name, my picture, my company name, little brief intro on me. On that, with that digital business card, you can click on it and it can give you directions to my address. It can give you my cell phone number. It can give you my email address. It can give you my website. It has actual live buttons on it that will take you to my Facebook, that will take you to my LinkedIn, that will take you to my Twitter, that will take you to maybe another one or two other sites that are of interest to me. But again, for me, my LinkedIn is one of the important sites, and also my blog. So basically, that digital business card also becomes a one-stop shop for anybody that is interested in learning more about me, my services, you know, and things along that nature. And it's an easy way for them to actually get back in touch with me if they want to. Plus, like I said, their information just went into my database. And since their information went into my database, now I have a lot of information on them. Plus, I can go back into my database that I control, because nobody else controls it, and I can also update it and add information to that, to where I actually can create kind of like a additional database with other information on that person, like the times that we met, things like that. I can also set up other things through that digital business card. These are things that you cannot do with a traditional business card. And if you decided to get a digital business card, the service that I use is with iZig. You basically pay $179 for the year, and that digital business card is good for the entire year. Now, there's another tool or part of a digital business card that the company that I work with, actually, which is iZig, and the contact information is at the bottom of the page, but the company that I work with, they also have what's on there is called a video. You can actually add a video, and when you add that video, you can actually have an introduction. You know, we have CEOs and COOs that'll do a little introduction. Welcome to the company. Kind of like you can set up on your Facebook, where your Facebook in the information you'll have, you know, thank you for visiting my Facebook page. Well, this would be the same thing. Thank you for visiting A&A Financials or such and such dentistry or what have you, whatever your particular place is, or, you know, thank you for visiting the church or what have you. But that little introduction also personalizes the communication that you're going to have with that individual. So it starts to build that relationship, and it also shows that person that you're one of the people that's on the cutting edge of technology. You're not somebody that's struggling. You're somebody that can probably keep up with them. So it's showing the fact that you're willing to learn, you're willing to grow, and you're willing to also advance, because, again, technology is moving faster than most of us. So a digital business card brings in a lot of different things into the arena, and it opens up a lot of different things for the individuals that are going to actually use it. You know, a digital business card is a powerful package and bundle of technology. And it's also a marketing tool that has valuable benefits. Those valuable benefits are the ability for you to use technology at your fingertip, right on the number one device that all of us carry 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when we're woke at least. And that, of course, is that digital phone. I mean, let's ask a question really quickly. How many of you will leave your house, be driving in your car, realize that you forgot your car keys, and keep going? But yet, how many of you will be in your car and realize that you've got your house keys, you've got your car keys, but you don't have your cell phone? 90% or 99% of the people will do what? They will turn around and go back and get that cell phone. Why? Because that cell phone, that electronic device, has become more valuable than almost anything on the planet, because we have to stay in contact. It's not only a communication tool, it's a business tool. You know, some people are using it with their GPS. Some people are using it to look up something on Google or to try to find a particular restaurant, all types of different things that we're using that device for. So the logical transition is to also use it to help you enhance not only your brand and your presence, but your ability to do business with other people. So, briefly, I'm going to touch on some of the benefits of a digital business card. One, it is immediate delivery to anyone, anywhere, at any time, with little to no effort. Again, you get the person to text, preferably your name, to, in this case, 90210, and now that person instantly has your information and you instantly have theirs that you can manage either on your phone or on your computer at home. Okay? It's a great branding tool. First off, you can get a variety of different keywords, and that's another thing. Once you get your name, which is one of the reasons that you want to get it as soon as you can, once you get your name or your brand name to 90210, as long as your account stays active, then guess what? That name no one else can have. So you're the only person that can have that name to 90210, even on your digital business card. But the greatest thing is, of course, that you're creating more recognition of your brand, and you're creating a database. So as a branding tool, you can use your personal name, your company name, your image, etc. And then from there, the sky's the limit for the most part. The sky's the limit. Plus that digital business card does something that your regular card lets you do. When I say your regular card, I'm talking about your normal stock type card. It lets you express yourself, but it lets you express yourself to a certain area. Let's say you're an artist. Well, if you're an artist, you can change the backgrounds on your card and all of that on a regular basis, to where with a stagnant card, that card is always going to be stagnant. With a digital card, one, you've got that information, and that person's got your information. And the way that the system works is that once that person texts your name or your business name to 90210, there's no transcribing a number or accidentally giving you the old business number. You automatically get whatever is on that phone, and it's only their contact information. You don't get any of their other personal stuff. So, again, let's go back to, I briefly talked about the 90210 thing. Well, why 90210? I get a lot of people that ask me, well, why would you use 90210? Well, the reason that I do that is because we are constantly bombarded with different things, different numbers, different codes, all of that stuff. However, 90210 has already been adapted into our society. It's already the most recognized five-digit number on the planet. So having a recognizable five-digit number is crucial, because all that person has to do is remember your name, and when they think of a number like 90210 is a number that's going to instantaneously come to their minds. So it's you to 90210. Plus, of course, you've got all of their information. But that's really why we use it. Yes, it's the zip code for California. However, because of the TV show, because of its worldwide acclaim, as in all of the different things that have used 90210 in the past, and mostly it's been television and movies, that's the most recognizable five digits on the planet. Think about it. Other than your own zip code, what other zip code do you know? Most people can't tell you any, because they only know the one they live in and maybe the one they used to live in, and that might be a little vague. Hopefully they'll remember the one where their work address is. But 90210 is a standard number, and it goes for everything. Okay? So that's why we picked the number 90210. But anyway, we're talking about your ability to express yourself more with a digital business card. With a digital business card, if you want to change your picture, In a couple of minutes, you can change your picture. You just upload your new picture. If you want to change something in your write-up, you can change that. If your phone number changes, no longer wasting money on buying business cards and then finding out that there was a mistake or there was an error. If you find that there's a mistake or an error on your digital business card, all you do is go right into your database and you change it. Plus that database belongs to you. It's not being shared with anybody. It's not going to be sold to anybody or any of those things. That database is your database for you to use at your discretion when you choose to. That is awesome. As one of my friends said to me, listen, in a year, my database will be worth more than my business. Why? Because these are people that have opted in. They've taken the initiative to get in contact with this person, and he's been able to grab that information and then be able to use it whenever he needs to. So let's say you've got somebody out there that wants to know about your contacts, or you're looking to sell your business or what have you, or you've got a whole bunch of different agents out there that are working for you, let's say salespeople. Well, if all of them are using 90210 and you've given them access to their keywords, but whether you've given them access to their keywords or not, that database becomes the company's database, and that database becomes something that that person can use. If you're an independent, then that database is your database. You can actually download through one simple button, you can download your entire database, everything, depending on how you want to do it, with the click of one button, and that downloads into an Excel spreadsheet. Pretty much everybody knows Excel. So how critical is that? How many people could you actually meet and talk to and you lose their business card, or you misplace your business card, or they give you the number and it's wrong, or what have you? This is a way that there are no errors. It's automatically transferred. They automatically get a response. You can stand right in front of them, and in probably 4 seconds, 5 seconds, they'll get back your digital business card, and sometimes that also works as a tool to stimulate conversation and to stimulate more talk with you, because, again, it establishes you as somebody that is on the cutting edge. somebody that has a grasp on what's going on. And people that do business with you, they want to know you're reliable, of course. They want to know that you've got a great product, of course. But they also want to have the confidence that the person that they're talking to is with it, is involved, knows what's going on, and is on, again, the cutting edge of what's going on, not only in their industry, but in business as a whole. And what does that do? It shows that you are one of those people by having a digital business card. And again, like I said before, it's not just for people that are in business. It's for anybody that's trying to do better, anybody that's trying to improve their ability to connect and communicate, you know. And then from there, with just a digital business card, you can always upgrade to the next level. And again, there's no setup fees, nothing like that. There's also no contracts with the particular company that I'm dealing with, which is Isaac. So, ladies and gentlemen, why do you need a digital business card? You need a digital business card because, one, it shows that you're in it to win it. I'm not saying get rid of your traditional business cards. I'm saying use it as an added. A lot of times, have you ever forgotten your business cards? You know, there's been times where I've forgotten my business cards, or I may have grabbed business cards that weren't the ones I needed to take to the event that I was going to. Well, with this, that business card is automatic because they say, I'll just say, well, listen, I don't really have any of my business cards on me, or, you know, I had so many people talk to me today that I'm out of business cards right now. Do you have your cell phone? Who says, no, I don't have my cell phone? It's almost unheard of for someone to say that they don't have their cell phone. So if they say they have their phone, which they will, all you do from there is say, fine, text Zurian, Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, to 90210. And if they go, what do you mean? I go, well, look, do like you're going to text anybody. You text, right? They say yes. Okay. In the two part or the number part where the normal phone number would go, what I'd like you to do is put 90210, just those five numbers. So the number 90210 in the telephone section of your text message. Now in the body of your text message, I'd like you to go ahead and put my first name. It's Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E. And they go, okay, now what? I say, just hit send. A couple of seconds later, they get my information, they click on the link, they open it up, it's my digital business card. Again, with my picture, with my logo, with my name, with my title, with my phone number, with my email address, with my Blog Talk, my Twitter, my LinkedIn, all of those other things that I want to put on there. Also with mine, I have a video on there. So that video, again, it could be a video of something that's just a little bit funny. It could be a video of something in your industry. It could be a video introduction from you. It could be a video introduction from your COO or your president of your company. It could be anything that you want. My recommendation is that whatever it is that is, that is short, but we also give you all of the information that you need to actually set it up. So, again, is this an easy process? The answer is yes. Is this a process that you can change and adjust at your whim? Yes. Does the data belong to you? Again, yes. Is this something that you could easily give as a gift? Christmas is right around the corner for most. You know, this is something that you could give as a birthday gift, a business gift, or however you want to give it. But it's a nice little gift that you can give somebody that will continue to give. Every time they tell somebody to text their name or their company to 90210, they'll think of you. And as that database grows and as their business pool grows and their connections grow, of course, they're going to think of you. How you say, the next Christmas could be a very bright Christmas because of the contacts that you helped them get and the conversations that you helped stimulate just because you gave that person a digital business card as a gift or as a birthday present or a Christmas present or whatever. I don't know, a happy Secretary's Day gift. Doesn't matter. But the key is also securing your name to 90210. And then from there, of course, the sky's the limit. Also, with the traditional business card, you are limited by what that particular designer can put on your card. with a digital business card and the digital text message type process, you're only limited by your imagination. How many recipients can you have? It's unlimited. You can have as many people in your database as you want. You could have 100,000 people text your name to 90210, and they will all go in your database. You can set up groups within your database. So if you have people that are in different industries that you want to deal with, or family, or what have you, you have unlimited groups that you can also set up with that digital business card. So, again, you're really not limited, and you're definitely not limited as you are with a traditional card type of business card. So my suggestion to everybody that's listening today is listen to the show. Get an understanding of what a digital business card is. Of course, it's an electronic format of a regular card that has a whole lot more benefits to you and features to you that you can use to help you better communicate with anyone that you want to communicate with, while also getting accurate and precise information that you can now use and then reuse to your advantage based on what it is that you want to do with the information that you've collected on your card. And it's something that is going to continuously grow. Now, the fact that you're not locked into any contracts or anything like that is another added benefit. And why is that an added benefit? Because of the fact that in most cases today, you're going to be locked in. Here's another question that I get on occasion. I get people that go, well, not everybody has a text plan. More than 95% of the people have a text plan. Most people nowadays have an unlimited text plan, have an unlimited, voice plan, all of the above. Why? Because of the competition. So what I try to tell people is don't look at the few that don't. Look at the many that do. You know, don't wait for someone else to go ahead and take the step forward into, the 21st century or the 22nd century, but go ahead and be the one that takes that initial step to make sure that you're ready, to make sure that you're prepared. The problem with a lot of us is that we wait till the last minute to get on board, and then when we find ourselves behind the eight ball, we wonder why. Why is because you took every second till the last minute to get on board. And the person who could be your customer, the person who could be in your congregation, the person that could be in your association, the person that could be your fan, isn't. Why? Because you lost them to someone else that now isn't interested because you didn't give them the opportunity of giving them the benefit of actually communicating with them in a way that they felt comfortable. Okay, my last little thing that I want to talk about technology. This technology fits you. It doesn't matter if you're 70 or if you're 13. This technology will work for you. And it'll work for you and be of a great benefit to you. But like anything, I was talking with a gentleman just last week. Like anything, you have to use it. You have to actually put it in practice. And then from putting it in practice, that's how you're going to get the benefit from it. So if you decide to go ahead and get yourself a digital business card, please go to the bottom of the link. All right? You can text. You can go to the website, all right? You can also download my digital business card. Again, that's Zurian, and the number is 90210. And then from there, and also you're going green. I forgot to tell you that. And then from there, go to the Isaac Agency of Z-Success. Again, that's the Isaac Agency of Z-Success. And the link to the website is www.izigg.com/Z-Success. You go to that site, and then from there, just follow the directions. Go ahead to purchase product and just click on the link for digital business card, and it'll tell you. It'll give you two options. Pick the option that fits your need and go ahead and get this started. Get it rolling. And once you've got it done, then you can turn that over to someone else. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. But it would be a great gift that you could give to somebody, and it's a gift that will continue to give again and again and again. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, get out there, get your digital business cards, start using them, start putting it to work, start growing that business group, and those connections, and let's start making some money and making those connections so that next Christmas will be a better Christmas than this Christmas on a financial end. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening. We're up to 11,000, I think 500 at this particular point, which is just phenomenal. In less than 2 years or 2.5 years, excuse me, 1.5 years, we've amassed that many people. So, again, I am very humbled, and I thank you all for listening. Please continue to listen, and please share the show with any and everybody that you think can get something out of it, because our goal is to help you grow as we grow. But without you, we're not doing anything. Again, givers gain. You guys take care, be well, and have a great and wonderful day, week, life, and take care of yourself. All right? With that said, thank you very, very much. And again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. And again, thank you. Take care. Be well.